I once heard of a little boy who was crying because his hand had become stuck in a very expensive Chinese vase.
我曾经听到这样的一个故事，是一个小男孩，他的手呢被卡在了一个非常昂贵的中式花瓶里。
And the parents and the neighbors desperately tried to remove this child's hand, and he was crying, but they just could not get his hand out of that vase.
父母和邻居呢很着急的想把孩子的手从花瓶里拿出来，孩子一直在哭，但是他们怎么也拿不出来。
Finally, they realized that the only way for them to get his hand out was to break this very expensive vase.
最终呢，他们只能采取了最唯一的办法，就是把这个花瓶打碎。
And when they did that, they saw that his hand was as a fist, and inside was a little penny that he was holding on to and would not let go.
但把这个花瓶打碎呢，大家就知道了为什么这个手拿不出来了，是因为这个他的小拳头呢正抓着他在花瓶底部发现的一文不值的硬币。
Now, if we could have a conversation with that little boy, we would say, "Oh, this is so foolish. You were holding on to something that was very inexpensive. It was very cheap. And what you did was you missed the opportunity to enjoy this beautiful vase."
如果我们可以跟这个孩子说，聊天的话，我们会跟他说：“哎呀，你太傻了，你错过了就是真正的这个无价的花瓶，而珍惜的是这个一文不值的这个硬币。
This boy was treasuring the wrong object.
”这个男孩珍惜的是一个很错误的对象。
And that's what Palm Sunday is all about.
这个也是我们要庆祝的这个宗之主日的这个一个教训。
The crowd was treasuring something that was actually worthless when something momentous and significant and eternal was right in front of them.
这一天最重要的、最永恒的美丽就在人们的面前，但是人群却珍惜着这种毫无价值的一个东西。
So this becomes a personal issue for us on this Palm Sunday.
所以，在这个中之主日这件事，这就变成了我们的一个个人的一个问题。
What are you treasuring in your life?
你在生活中珍视的东西是什么呢？
We don't want to make the same mistake that they made on Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago.
在2000年后的这个中之主日，我们必须不要再犯同样的错误。
Now, Palm Sunday was an event that was recorded by all four of the gospel writers.
这个宗之主日是一个如此重要的事件，它被所有四位福音传道者都记录了下来。
It's hard for us even to guess at the excitement of the huge crowds that were there that day.
我们现在已经很难想象那一天就是人群有多么的激动了。
Estimates are that Jerusalem at this time was a city of 80,000 people.
据估计呢，在耶路撒冷当时的居民有8万人。
And Jesus was on a Roman road that was coming into the city.
在那周，在这个圣周开始的那个时候呢，耶稣走在的是一条罗马的军事道路上面。
The distance from Bethany to Bethphage was about 2.5 miles.
伯大尼和伯法奇之间的距离是大概是2 mile。
And from Bethphage to the temple was about 2 miles.
在伯法奇到这个圣殿也大概有2 mile。
And it says in our text that Jesus looked over the city of Jerusalem.
在那边，耶稣可以俯瞰整个耶路撒冷。
This is a view of the top of the Mount of Olives, and you can see Jerusalem in the background.
在这个，这是一个我们的照片，我们是在橄榄山山顶上，从这可以看到整个耶路撒冷。
Actually, right over my wife's left shoulder is the Dome of the Rock, which is built on the temple site.
就在我妻子的这个右肩膀那边，就是整个就是圣殿的那个位置。
And we walked the road that Jesus walked.
我们也走了耶稣曾经走过的那条路。
And it goes down several hundred feet, about a mile down.
我们往下走大概有一 mile 的路程。
And at the very bottom is the Garden of Gethsemane.
在下面呢，走到底就是可西马尼园。
And then you have to climb up to come up to the city of Jerusalem. That's the old wall of the temple of Jerusalem.
从科西玛尼园再往上走呢，就是之前耶路撒冷的城墙。
And the crowds that they were very excited because they thought Jesus was coming to be the king of the army.
当时的这个宗旨主日那天呢，群众们非常的兴高采烈的欢呼耶稣，因为他们认为耶稣是他们的这个王。
They were ready to receive Jesus as their liberator, but they were not ready to receive Jesus as their redeemer.
他们觉得耶稣是他们的解放者，但是却没有意识到他，耶稣其实是他们的救赎主。
By studying the accounts of Jesus on Palm Sunday, I'm hoping that we can release what is useless and hold on to what is eternally valuable.
我希望呢，今天我们通过研究这个主日的这个事件，我们能够释放就是对于耶稣这个我们的曾经的无价值的观点，而这做到真正的抓住它并珍惜它。
And there are three commitments that we need if we're going to treasure Jesus.
我们想要珍惜耶稣呢，我们要必须得有三个承诺。
The first commitment is we must answer the question, who is this man?
第一个承诺是我们必须回答这个问题，就是这个人是谁。
Julie, could you read Matthew 21:10?
Okay, 马太福音21:10，耶稣既进了耶路撒冷和城，就惊动了，说这是谁。
The most important question in all of life is who is Jesus?
我们的生命中最重要的一个问题就是说这个人是谁。
There are many choices that you have to answer that question.
我们有很多的选择去回答这个耶稣是谁。
Jesus is a moral teacher, or he's a spiritual sage.
有人说耶稣是道德导师，也有人说他是精神圣人。
He's a liberator or a miracle worker.
有人说他是解放者，也有人说他是奇迹的制造者。
Many people regard Jesus as a prophet.
有人说他是先知。
He's also regarded as a king.
他是王。
But Jesus is the Messiah. He is the anointed one that came from God.
但耶稣是弥赛亚，他是受膏者。
And there are five hints for how we can answer that question, who is Jesus?
我们这里呢有五个提示来提示我们耶稣是谁。
The first is the direction that Jesus came into Jerusalem.
第一个提示就是耶稣从耶稣来耶路撒冷这个方向。
If you could read Isaiah 40:3.
Okay, 以赛亚书40:3，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
The Jewish people expected that the Messiah was going to come into Jerusalem from the desert.
犹太人的预言说是，就是弥赛亚会从东方，会从沙漠中过来。
And that is the direction Jesus was coming on Palm Sunday.
这正是在宗旨主日那天耶稣来的方向。
The second hint is about the transportation that he would have. If you could read Zechariah 9:9.
好，第二个提示是耶稣所乘坐的交通工具。正如这个撒加利亚书的9:9说，西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呢、啊，应当欢呼。看哪、啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行救。谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
If a conquering king were coming into a city, he would come in on a stallion horse and with a great amount of fanfare.
如果是皇帝或者是那种大将军进城的话，他一定会有很大的仪仗，或者是骑着马战车。
But if someone came into the city on a donkey, it meant they were coming in peace.
但是如果是一位带着和平而来的将军，他会骑着一头驴。
Jesus was showing us that he was a humble and gentle leader as he came into Jerusalem on a barely 1-year-old donkey.
耶稣他作为一个和平之子，他显示着他的谦卑。他进城骑着的是一头1岁大的驴。
This day was also a hint.
这个日子也是一个提示。
The Sunday before Passover was called Lamb Selection Sunday.
在逾越节的前一周的这个周日，被称作是羔羊的选择日。
And this is the day that the family would pick out the lamb that they would sacrifice on Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
在这一天的下午3点，人们会选择一只羔羊作为逾越节的献祭。
What God was doing on Palm Sunday was saying, "This is my lamb, the Lamb of God, which is slain for the sins of the world."
就好像就是上帝在这个周日对世界说的一样，看这个就是我的羔羊，大家选择它吧。
Passover is also a season of freedom.
逾越节也是庆祝获得自由的日子。
And that's why all these folks were so excited. They thought that Jesus was coming to head up their army to defeat the Romans.
人群就以为耶稣是带领他们，要带他们抗击罗马人的君主。
They wanted to be free from Rome.
他们希望获得自由，远离罗马人。
But what Jesus was coming to, he wanted to bring freedom from our sin.
但耶稣来的目的是为了让我们获得真正的自由，而不受罪的辖制。
And the fifth hint is the rabbinic tradition of this day.
第五个提示是一个拉比的传统。
The temple doors were left open on this Sunday because they expected the Messiah to come through them.
在这一天的这个，在周日的这一天，圣殿的门呢是敞开的，以防万一弥赛亚这一天会来到这座城市。
When you put all five of these hints together, it is so obvious that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one of God.
把这五个提示放在一起，就是非常明显的显示，耶稣就是弥赛亚，他是上帝应许的这一位。
So this becomes a personal question that I would like to ask you today. Who is Jesus to you?
这个就是我今天要问你们的这个个人问题。耶稣对于你们来说是谁呢？
And to find out who Jesus is, let me ask you to take an inventory of your life over the past week.
让我们看看你上一周的就是整个内容。
How did you spend your time? How did you spend your money and what got your attention?
让我们回顾一下，这上一周你是如何度过的你的时间，如何花了你的钱，你的精力都放在了哪里呢？
If Jesus is at the center of all of those, what is the center, the treasure of your life?
如果耶稣不是你的这个中心，那什么是你的这个中心呢？
2,000 years ago, the crowd on Palm Sunday wanted to use Jesus as a resource.
在2000年前的这个中之主日，人们是想把基督作为他们的这个资源。
But they didn't treasure Jesus and hold him tightly in their hands.
但是呢，他们却没有真正的重视、珍惜耶稣，并握住耶稣。
They wanted Jesus to be captain of their army, but not captain of their own souls.
他们想让耶稣变成他们的将军，但并不想船长，但不想让他们成为，不想让耶稣成为他们自己灵魂的船长。
Palm Sunday gives us the opportunity to declare to the world, "Jesus is my treasure."
在这个众之主日，我们要向世界宣告，耶稣是我们真正珍惜的。
The second commitment that we need to make.
第二个, 承诺我们要承诺的是,
is to make praise the highest priority in life.
把赞美主放在我们生活中的最高优先级。
These are the ways that the crowd back then praised God, and they were right for praising Jesus that day.
他们在终止主日的那天呢，就是很欢快的去欢喜，赞美神。
They took off their cloaks and they put them on the donkey and they laid them on the road.
他们把衣服呢解下来呢，放在驴身上。
They joyfully praised the Lord. This is the word hallelujah.
他们很开心，大声的欢乐赞美神。
They did it with loud voices. Some people say, well, we don't shout in our praise.
很多人说我们不要那么大声的赞美。
But if that is true, then you are the lesser for it because God deserves our loudest, our most excited praise.
但是神呢，他其实是值得我们这样大声的颂赞的。
They use the word Hosanna, which is a slogan that the Zionists would use.
这个他们很多人都用何塞纳这个词去赞美神。
Hosanna literally means, please save us.
这个词的意思呢是请拯救我们。
But as I said before, they were hoping for freedom and being saved from the Romans, not from their sin.
他们当时其实是想求的是从罗马人的手中被拯救出来，而不是说从罪中被拯救出来。
The palm branches were a sign of political freedom. It was a sign of nationalism.
而这个棕榈树枝呢，它当时的象征含义呢，其实更多的是一个政治自由的标志，而不是一种和平的象征。它更多的是一个民族主义的一个代表。And
even though they said, blessed is the king, they were not making Jesus king of their hearts. They wanted him to be king of the army.
他们虽然口中说的是王是应当称颂的，但他们口中的这个王是领导军队的王，而不是那个真正的王。
And actually, in Luke chapter 19, verse 7:37, it gives us the reason for the praise that day.
但是路加福音19章37节呢，又给出了这个原因。
It was all the miracles that Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的这个神迹。
In the text that we read today, you see the Pharisees saying, "Stop this worship."
当时的法利赛人的反应呢，是他们说，你停止这个敬拜。
The reason that they wanted their worship to stop was because anyone that would receive worship was declaring themselves to be God. Only God should be worshipped. It's part of the Ten Commandments.
当时他们为什么想要阻止这个敬拜呢？是因为敬拜除神以外的任何人呢，都是亵渎神的。
But we want to say that what the crowd did that day was right in declaring their praise and their adoration for Jesus.
可当时呢，就是这个群众呢，当时敬拜的其实是对的，因为神，因为耶稣就是神。
We were created for praise.
我们被创造的意义和目的就是为了去赞美神，崇拜神。
The Presbyterians have a great catechism, and it says, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
长老会呢，有一个伟大的教理问答，就是人的主要目的是什么呢？ 人的主要目的是荣耀上帝，并永远享受他。
God doesn't need our praise to make him happy.
神呢，并不需要我们的赞美去让他开心。
But we need to be making God the center of our lives to make us happy.
而是我们需要把神放到我们生命的中心，这样能让我们开心。
God created each one of us with a hole in our heart that can only be filled with praise and worship of God.
神呢，在创造我们的时候呢，我让我们内心中间有一个空洞，这个空洞呢，只有通过去敬拜赞美他，才能被填满。
So the first and the most important mission of every day is to praise and worship God and give him glory.
我们每一天的最重要的一个目标就是说要敬拜赞美神。
You have to figure out how to do that every day of your life.
我们需要想，我们需要，明白我们到底要怎么赞美他每一天。
See, if worship is just one thing that you do in your life, everything's going to be mundane.
如果这个敬拜赞美呢，只是我们每一天做的许多事中的一件呢，那么这一切，你做的其他一切事情都会变得平凡。
But if worship is the one thing that we do with our life, then everything that we do takes on eternal significance.
但如果这个敬拜呢，是我们这一生中做的重要、最重要的这样唯一的一件事情呢，那么其他所有的事情都会变得很不同寻常。
You can give glory to God in your job.
你可以在工作中荣耀神。
You can give glory to God as you walk and as you drive your car.
你可以在走路啊，或者是开车的时候荣耀神。
You can give glory to God even as you eat a meal, all to the glory of God.
你连在吃饭的时候也可以荣耀神。
In the end, people who treasure Jesus love to worship him.
人们真正珍惜主的人呢，会喜欢敬拜他。
So if you're not excited about worshiping Jesus, I wonder, do you really treasure him?
如果你不是特别享受敬拜他的话，我就很疑惑，你是不是真的很珍惜他呢？
Let's go on to that third commitment.
现在让我们说第三个承诺。
And that is to discover the heart of Jesus.
就是发现耶稣的心。
As Jesus came into the city, it says he wept over it.
经文里面说到，当耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候，看见城，那他就哭了。
Now, that word wept there would be better translated. He was sobbing. He was wailing over that city.
这个他哭，他这里面的这个哭呢，就擦眼泪，他翻译成就是抽泣的这个哭。
Just think about this for a moment. Our God was sobbing.
我们想一想这个时候，就是耶稣他抽泣了。
The heart of God was broken in half that day.
我们神的这个心呢，那天碎了。
Some older copies of the Bible actually removed this passage because they thought that if Jesus was perfect, he wouldn't have wept.
在一些旧版的圣经里呢，这段经文是被删除了，因为人们在想，如果耶稣是完美的话，他呢就不会哭的。
But our God is not ashamed of his tears.
但是呢，我们的神呢，他并没有因为他的眼泪而羞愧。
And what caused his tears that day?
是什么造成了耶稣那天哭泣呢？
It wasn't the events that were going to happen on Good Friday.
他哭不是因为他即将知道在周五他的命运。
He wept for the fate of the city of Jerusalem.
他哭是因为他知道了耶路撒冷最终的命运。
He was sobbing because he is the Prince of Peace.And he came to the city, and they have rejected the peace of God.
耶稣哭是因为耶稣为这些人民失去的机会而哭。这个他们耶稣来到了这个城市，可他们没有选择他，不认他。
Here's a whole nation that is grasping something insignificant and not treasuring what Jesus was offering, his peace that day.
人们呢，这个整个国家的人们都在珍视很不重要、没有价值的东西，而忽略了耶稣他带来的这个拯救和这个珍贵的这个救恩。
Now we have to ask ourselves, what caused this whole city to, you know, lose their way and to hold on to things that were insignificant?
到底是什么导致了整个的国家和整个这个城的人们都在重视没有价值的事情呢？
I think it's the same things that cause us not to treasure Jesus today.
我想这也是我们今天并没有完完全全珍视耶稣的这个原因。
And that is our busyness and our preoccupation with this world.
这个原因就是我们每一天的忙碌和对整个这个属世的世界的关注。
They did not recognize this offer that Jesus was making.
让我们没有真正的意识到神给我们的是什么。
So can you catch and discover the heart of Jesus in this?
所以我们能够抓明白耶稣的心吗？
The heart of Jesus is broken when people don't recognize that he is their peace.
神，如果我们不认识他，神的心就会破碎呀。
So our mission this week is to recognize Jesus for who he really is.
所以我们这一周的目标就是真正认识到耶稣是谁。
To treasure him in our hearts.
去好好珍惜他。
And then as Bob Pierce, the founder of World Vision, famously prayed, let my heart be broken with the things that break the heart of God.
这个世界展望会的创始人鲍勃·皮尔斯有一句很经典的一个祷告，这句话是，愿让上帝心碎的事也让我心碎。
We now know what caused God's heart to break.
现在我们知道是什么导致了耶稣的心破碎。
And that should break our heart too.
这个也应该让我们的心破碎。
In closing, it's said of sheep that sheep can simply get lost by nibbling away at grass and never looking up.
有句话说的是呢，羊呢很容易在吃草的时候迷失掉方向，因为他们只是在认真吃草，从来不往上看。
And that can be true of us.
这个对于我们来说也是一个事实。
We could focus on what's in front of us the next hour, the next day, and not look to eternity for what's really important.
我们呢总是在看眼前我们一个小时之后啊或者是过几天之后的事情，而忽略掉我们这个永恒的这个方向。
So I see six gospel rhythms that we need to have in our life as we learn from Palm Sunday.
接下来我们要介绍的是六个福音节奏。
You have to pick one of these three groups to be in.
你们需要选择下面这加入下面的哪一组。
The crowd, for the crowd, Jesus is an event, he's a resource, he's a big parade.
是选择加入普罗大众中的一员呢。
For the curious, Jesus is a miracle producer, and we love his signs and wonders.
还是很好奇的人们吗？他们喜欢变成奇，喜欢奇迹的，在见证神迹之后蜂拥而至。
But for the committed, they realize that Jesus told us that we would have to carry our cross to follow him.
还是做出承诺的一群人呢？我们要背起我们的十字架呢？
See, for us, the committed, the cross isn't just Jesus went, something that Jesus went to, it's something that we have to go to every day.
耶稣要做的事情呢，也是应该我们追随并且承诺要去做的事。
Another gospel rhythm, we need to make worship our highest priority.
我们第二个呢，是要让敬拜成为我们的首要任务。
Throughout the day, be praying and offering your life to Jesus and worshiping him and giving him glory.
我们的每一天都要不停地回到我们自己，然后敬拜并赞美，让归荣耀给神。
One thing that I've been doing in my life in recent days is I've been praying the Lord's Prayer multiple times during the day.
我最近在做的事情呢，就是我每一天都要好几次的来敬拜神。
I would encourage you to change your worship posture.
第三点我想建议大家的就是改变我们的敬拜的姿势。
Today is the beginning of Holy Week. How about this week, every day you pray on your knees?
今天是圣周的开始的第一天，我们这周可以改变一下我们的敬拜姿势，比如我们是要跪下敬拜。
It's time for us to declare our allegiance.
这周也是我们可以宣誓效忠的这开始。
Don't be ashamed of Jesus.
不要以耶稣为耻。
Today we need to declare, Jesus, you are my Messiah, you are my King, the King of my heart.
今天呢，我们要宣称耶稣是我们的救赎，是我们的王。
How about having a family plan for this Holy Week that we enter?
我们在这一周也可以制定一个我们的家庭计划。
about at supper time every night this week, we read part of the gospel of the final week of Jesus's life.
在这一周，我们可以在晚餐的时候呢，读一段经文。
Just read a couple stories each night about what happened during this Holy Week.
也可以读一些就是跟圣周有关的故事。
And finally, enjoy Jesus.
最后一点呢，是我们要享受耶稣。
That great Presbyterian confession that we were created, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
神把我们创造出来呢，就是让我们去敬拜，去享受，去赞美他。
This is a week for us to enjoy our Lord Jesus.
这个圣周呢，也是一个时间，可以让我们来好好的来珍惜赞美耶稣。
On this Palm Sunday, let's treasure the incredible gift that we've been given of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个宗之主日，让我们好好的记住我们主给我们的这个救赎和恩典。
Would you join me in prayer?
让我们来祷告。
Precious Lord Jesus, I know that your heart was broken when you saw the hardness of the hearts of the people of Jerusalem.
我们的主耶稣，我知道呢，你当看见就是耶路撒冷人民的内心的时候，你的心破碎了。
I pray today that you would open my eyes and remove the blinders so that I can see the beauty of Jesus, my Savior.
我祷告，求你能够开我的眼，能够让我看到耶稣，我们的救主是多么的美。
Lord, help me to treasure Jesus today and this entire week.
主啊，求你让我们能够珍惜耶稣，在这整个这一个圣周都珍惜耶稣。
In his name we pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.